It's time for Pabst. Pabst Blue Ribbon and the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers everywhere present for your entertainment Ben Burney the Old Maestro with all the lads and with the charming Sophie Tucker as guest star. It's time for Pabst. The Pabst Blue Ribbon sign you see displayed by leading dealers, restaurants, hotels, and clubs everywhere is a standing invitation for you to enjoy not only the best beer and ale, but the best in other products as well. The Pabst Blue Ribbon sign is a badge of confidence and merit. The beer and ale that these dealers offer is Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pure, wholesome, delicious. Guaranteed by more than 90 years of brewing experience. Stop in for a refreshing drink and send a case home, too, so you'll have an ample supply for the many occasions when it's time for Pabst. And now for Ben Burney, the maestro, and all the lads.
To all you guys and all you gals, greetings for this occasion. To all of our little friends and pals, we travel north and south. Eastern, Western, and everywhere we go, we find the most and what's the best. Greetings and salutations to all you guys and gals.
Well, there, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday, so tis, so tis. And tis time for the old maestro and all the lads to watch their P's and Q's. Meaning pints and quarts of good old Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah, there. Well, Philadelphia is sure a great town. You know, last Saturday I went around and visited all the old places of interest. And I really got historical. Then last Sunday night, I listened to Winchell. And really, I got hysterical, if you know what I mean. Well, once again, we greet you guys and gals from the dear old Arcadia International Restaurant. By gosh, they haven't got wise to us yet.
No, Benny, no, Benny. I'm the only one who's wise to you.
Why, Sophie Tucker.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys and girls.
But, Sophie, Miss Sophie Tucker, you came in a little early. You're supposed to be introduced a little later on as guest star.
I know, old boy, but this is the third time I've been on this Pabst program, and I'm perfectly at home here. Now, Benny, you take your little fiddle and your cigar and your little heater. Go over there in the corner and relax. Go on now. Go on.
Oh, Sophie, you're certainly terrific. You know, you're looking marvelous tonight. Why, old top old thing, old gal, I never saw you look so slim and slender.
Thanks, Benny, old bean. I'm very happy. I'm happy because I'm getting to where I can buy something ready-made besides an umbrella.
Oh, dear. Sophie, I was just going to play.
You mean we were just going to play. Now, will you please go in your little corner and relax? Sophie's going to do all the work tonight. I'm going to lead this band.
But, Sophie, I didn't know you knew anything about the band business.
You didn't. My goodness, I know all about it.
Oh, you do, eh? Uh-huh. Well, what would you do if Dick DeBeale got sick with the flu and had to stay home?
That's easy. I'd just get a substitute.
Yeah? But Full Colonel Manny Traeger got sick, too, at the same time with the flu and had to stay home. What would you do then?
Don't be silly. I'd get another substitute.
And what if Mickey, the old fiddle player, got the flu, too, and had to stay home?
I could always get another substitute.
Now, wait a minute, Sophie, old gal. Where are you going to get all these substitutes?
Well, where are you going to get all this flu?
Well, tell me, what would happen if I got sick and had to stay home?
What did you say?
I said, what would happen if I got sick and had to stay home?
This program would get a lot of new listeners.
Yeah. Say, Sophie, you're sure doing a lot of ribbon tonight.
Well, isn't this the Pabst Blue Ribbon program? All right, boys, one, two.
Thank you.
I know. That was Dick Stabile's arrangement of Lulu's Back in Town.
Why, Sophie, you're reading my mind.
No, Ben, old boy, I'm reading your script.
Oh. Sophie, I'd like you to meet one of our new lads. A curly-headed scoundrel who sings. Ray Hendricks. Come on over here, Ray, you rascal. I want to present you. This is Miss Sophie Tucker.
How do you do, Miss Tucker?
He's very polite. And a very handsome young man.
Thanks, Miss Tucker. I think you're beautiful.
Oh, isn't he nice? Benny, I like your new lad very much. He thinks I'm beautiful. There's just one thing he needs.
What's that, Sophie?
Glasses.
Oh.
All right, Ray, I'll forgive you, because you're going to sing that swell song that concerns two of my dearest friends, Irving Berlin and Fred Astaire. A song from Top Hat.
Yes, Sophie. Make him sing that California Chamber of Commerce song.
What's that?
Isn't it a lovely day?
Yes, it's a lovely day.
Tell you all about Colonel
yes,
Manny.
Yes, I know. Colonel Manny Prager is going to sing that lovely thing from Jubilee. Me and Marie. Me and Marie. Napoleon and Josephine.
Samson and Delilah.
Amos and Andy.
Me and Marie.
Yes, and don't forget Sophie and Benny. On Saturday night, when my work is through, I always call on Marie. Then we hop on a bicycle with 4-2 and hurry down to the sea. We fall around and we do every little thing with both of your eyes open wide. But you ought to see me and Marie by the sea and by the old seaside. You ought to see little me and Marie by the old seaside. By the ocean we set and we pet and we pet till we get stepped out by the tide. You may have been to Paris and had both of your eyes open wide. Oh, but you ought to see me and Marie by the old seaside. You ought to see little me and Marie by the old seashore. Oh, by the ocean's you blue, we bill and we coo till the clock says 4:15. There you've seen this guy, Clark Gable. He charms the ladies by hundreds and more. Oh, but you ain't seen nothing. Did you see me and Marie by the old seashore? Oh, you ought to see little me and Marie by the old sea coast. By the ocean, by heck, we neck and we neck till it comes the dawning almost. You've heard how this gal, Jean Harlow, is so hot like a fresh piece of toast. Oh, but you ought to see me and Marie by the old sea coast.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Maestro? What's the matter? What's all the excitement about?
Why, Sophie, our announcer is missing. The announcer isn't here. Mr. Begley, Graham. Mr. Begley.
Oh, him. I sent him out to get me a sandwich.
You did? We're supposed to sell a little beer.
Well, what's the matter with you? Tucker and Bernie, we'll sell this beer. Go on, start it off, Benny.
Well, if you're looking for something delicious for lunch, take it from Bernie and listen here.
Take it from Tucker. He's got a hunch. You're thinking of Pat, Blue Ribbon Beer.
Take it from me. I can pick a winner. Meal time is time for Pat.
There's no beverage better. Now,
take it
take
from
it.
Me.
Wait. Wait just a minute. My line. That's my line. If you've got a good man, treat him fine. Give him more than hugging and kissing. Give him the most of the best. Tonight or tomorrow, not later. And your married life will start the tester with Pat in the refrigerator. Well, Maestro, I guess that'll hold him.
Sophie, I believe you've sold him.
Hey, Maestro, there ain't Alfred back.
Here you are, Miss Tucker. Here you are. Here's that sandwich you sent before.
Thank you, Mr. Be- wait a minute. Just a minute. I wonder if you'd go out and get me a bottle of Pat. You want to know something? I even sold myself the idea.
Oh. Say, Sophie, that was some smart selling, old gal, old thing, old thing, old thing. I'm sure my bosses liked it, wherever they're listening in.
You mean your bosses in Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee, Peoria, wherever they're playing Pinochle. But wherever they are, I know they're waiting to hear a song from Public Sweetheart Number One.
There's nothing I'd like better than to sing for PB Number One.
What do you mean, PB Number One?
Public Beer Number One.
Oh, Sophie, that's a beautiful compliment. You're terrific. Gosh, you are. I hear you created a furore in New York, Sophie. Tell me, old gal, how did you find good old Broadway?
How did I find it? Why, I just walked across 42nd Street, and there it was.
Oh.
You know, Benny, a funny thing.
Taxi almost hit me, for I was in a trance. I ran before a jitney, I took an awful chance. But the only thing that hit me was such a sweet romance that I'll tell my story here and now. What and when and where and why and how. The traffic was terrific, and we were caught between a truck that had no conscience and a reckless limousine. I asked him for assistance. He helped me cross the way. Oh, the traffic was terrific that day. My heart felt kind of funny. I leaned against his arm, and then he turned his eyes to me, and that's what did the harm. We both got kind of giddy, and trotted into sway. The traffic was terrific that day. A cab went zooming by, it made me cry. I squeezed his arm so tight. And so he asked if he could see me safely to my home. Now safely to my home, he sees me every single night. It's just a noisy cottage, as noisy as the street. But we can hear our love song in the tramp of tiny feet. The kiddie cars and scooters, they have the right of way. Cause the traffic was terrific that day. Oh, the traffic was terrific, just like bees around a hive. I've never been so jostled, I'm thankful I'm alive. They pushed and milled around me, I almost lost my way. The traffic was terrific that day. My arms were full of bundles, my hat was on my neck. I lost a shoe, now black and blue, till I looked like a wreck. To save my life, I couldn't get on my knees to pray. And the traffic was terrific that day. A seething, frenzied mob were on the job to get their prize or die. My mind went blank, and then as I clutched at the air, my hand shot out and grabbed the thing that I went there to buy. A dress that was a bargain, one I appreciate. From $2 it was marked down to $1.98. It proves that advertising, a sale will always pay. Oh, the traffic was terrific that day.
Terrific, Sophie, terrific. Terrific, terrific. But Sophie, they're not going to let you get away without singing another song. I insist. I'd like to have you do something, Sophie, that you've been identified with all your life in show business. The dramatization of song. I know you've never done this before on a commercial broadcast, but Sophie, please, do one for me, will you?
Betty, I shall be glad to.
Tonight, Miss Tucker has selected, I'm Waiting for Ships That Never Come In. For this presentation, we take you backstage in a theater where Miss Tucker, Ben Burney, and Ted Shapiro, her accompanist, are appearing. Miss Tucker, the old maestro, and Mr. Shapiro are in the throes of a poker game. The cards have been dealt and bids made.
All right, I'll call you, Ben. What have you got?
Aces up.
That's good.
Hello? Yes, yes, this is the green room. Who? Yes, she's right here. It's for you, Sophie.
Pardon me, boys, pardon me. Hello? Yes. Oh, hello, dear, hello. What a surprise. You calling? What's on your mind? I see. You've decided to leave and thought it would be easier to say goodbye over a telephone. Thanks for your thoughtfulness. I suppose it's silly to ask you if there isn't something I could do or say to make you stay. There isn't. Well, I'll still give you the satisfaction of knowing that your going hurts me terribly. Oh, I know it doesn't matter to you. Perhaps you can't help it. But even though I'd seen it coming and expected it, I just couldn't make myself believe it would ever happen. And each word is like a knife in my heart. It's all right, my dear, it's all right. Don't say you're sorry. I don't want any sympathy. It's a poor substitute for happiness. Goodbye.
Here's your hand, Miss Tucker.
Deal me out, boys. I don't think I'm going to play anymore tonight.
Why not?
I just don't feel like playing.
Oh, come on. You know, you pay us to play for you, and we pay you to play with us. You always win. Gee, if I were as lucky as you, I'd play cards for a living.
You're very funny. You call me lucky because I win a few pennies at cards?
Sure it's luck. You're only putting on an act because I said you were lucky.
Maybe I am acting, Teddy. You know, you don't realize that you are really and truly acting after the curtain comes down. Perhaps you have never heard anyone say, all the world is a stage. Life is only a drama of dreams. It's at birth we start. Each one plays a part that fate chooses for us, it seems. Now I'm just a dreamer whose dreams go astray. They call me the fool in the play. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. Watching and waiting in vain. It seems that life for me seems
holds nothing for me but broken dreams and shattered schemes. With each day of sorrow, I love to pretend one more tomorrow and waiting will end. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. I wonder where they can be.
Daddy, Daddy, please let me have that deck of cards. And listen, life is a game of poker, and happiness is the pot. Old Daddy Time is the dealer, and you gamble if you like it or not. You get your five cards in the cradle. The gamble begins then and there. Some of us get all the aces, while others not even a pair. Sure is nice if you're lucky, and born with a hand that is fat, the old silver spoon in the cradle, and everything right off the bat. Sometimes it makes you wonder, and you can't help but feel that the game isn't quite on the level. There's something wrong with the deal. But there's no use kicking and squawking. No one you can blame. You pick up the cards that they give you, and you go right on with the game. You start in to draw, to better your hand and win. You figure, you plan, and you puzzle, while fate looks on with a grin. Some take a chance at bluffing, stake everything that they've got on a dinky little four flush. Sometimes it wins the pot. Others break up openers to draw for a middle straight. They know what a chance they're taking. After all, fate. Some can't help playing crooked against all good advice, but they seldom get away with it. In the end, they pay the price. But most of us play straight poker. I tell you, folks, it's hard when you're sitting with both ends open and you can't draw the winning card. I've always been a failure, my hand is always a mess, and I simply cannot make a winning in the gamble of happiness. So I pray to you, dear God up above, to send me my ships with happiness and love. I'm so tired of watching and waiting, and waiting. Waiting for ships that never come in. I wonder where they can be.
Lovely, Sophie. Nice work. Beautifully done. Gosh, Soph, I wish that I had a lot of money. You know what I'd do? I'd sponsor a program just so that I could listen to you sing so often. And now from the big broadcast, Billy Wilson is going to do Double Trouble. You know, Sophie, you know my idea, Double Trouble? Meeting Winchell twice in the same alley.
Double trouble, what a business too. When one is such a headache, why I'm be in love with two. If I choose one, then I lose one. Such a business too. I really shouldn't suffer. My heart is big enough for two. I can talk with him. I can walk with him. Even spoon with him. But I can't go on a honeymoon with him. That's my trouble. Double trouble, I don't know what to do. I'm as crazy as a cuckoo, trying to be true to do.
Without a word of warning, we go into without a word of warning.
of Two for a Night, starring my old pal Bing Crosby. Maybe we can persuade Ray Hendrix to sing a bit of a vocal. Dear, dear.
Without a word of warning, and strange as it seems, we kiss. And with that kiss, you invaded my dream. I don't know how it happened, but out of the blue up above, you came along to answer my song.
Well sung, my lad, well sung.
When the gang drops in for cause, it's time for Pap. When good fellows get together, it's time for Pap. A liberal supply of Pap's Blue Ribbon beer or ale in the refrigerator is as satisfying as a Pat poker hand. You're sitting pretty with this pure, wholesome, delicious, friendly beverage to help make the evening a social success. Serve Pabst Blue Ribbon with pretzels or cheese sandwiches or anything else. It's easy to serve. And nothing could be more welcome than a delicious Blue Ribbon welcome. Is your Pabst Blue Ribbon supply low? Better ask the Pabst dealer to hustle some over right away.
Now it's time to hustle the finish of this year's program. We want to give Sophie a big vote of thanks. And next week, your ears, ladies and gentlemen, the two of my old pals, Block and Sully, Sargento. Comes now the time to lend your ears. Au revoir. Pleasant dreams. And if I may add, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Until next Tuesday, when possibly you all may tune in again, keep the old motto always in your yoga. Au revoir, this is Ben Burney, ladies and gentlemen, and all the lads, wishing you a bit of pleasant dreams. May good luck and happiness, success, good health, good cheer attend your team.
Sorry, Ben. The Pabst Blue Ribbon program reaches you each week at the same time through the National Broadcasting Company.